Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music.
Thank you, Marusa. I'm Christy Lesperance, and my co-hosts this week are young listeners from far and wide. Many are from this past summer's Interlochen Arts Discovery Day Camp. Well, since it's Halloween, decorations and costumes will challenge us to face our fears. And we'll do that with music, taking a close look at things that are spooky, creepy, and go bump in the night. We're calling this week Fearfully Composed.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
Happy Halloween. I hope this week of Intermezzo helped you feel full of courage and ready to laugh in the face of clowns, scary houses, and spooks of all kinds. Or maybe you've been fearless all along, like Axel and Gavin, and you've just listened for the cool music this week.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I walk on the wild side. I laugh in the face of danger.
While it's completely normal and part of our evolved survival skills to have healthy fears, they don't have to get in the way of having fun and enjoying life. Sometimes it just takes a closer look to make something scary turn into something interesting. That's how Calla, Marusa, Maddie, and Freddie overcame their fears.
Spiders. Now I love them.
I was afraid of them because I didn't like the look of them, and now I like them because they're interesting.
I used to be afraid of going down huge water slides.
I'm not afraid of going down huge water slides anymore.
I am not afraid of trying new things anymore because I faced my fears.
I used to be afraid of snakes. But once I learned that they're really not harmless, because they only bite if, like, you're going after them. So, like, now I just let snakes be. They aren't going to hurt you.
I think that Aaron Copland expresses this steady, strong, everyday bravery in his Fanfare for the Common Man. Maybe you can harness that bravery by running this piece through your mind as you greet your everyday. Or as you greet your Halloween night of trick-or-treating, head held high, chest puffed out, feeling bigger and stronger than any spider or clown, poison ivy, or creepy house that you might encounter.
Well, this is Halloween, and it's finally time to reveal this week's mystery melody.
Were you able to name it?
Here's a longer clip.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Us and you will see, this our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
This week's mystery melody was Danny Elfman's This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Congratulations to Betsy, Paloma, Johanna, Jimmy and son Julian from Gaylord, and Tim from Traverse City for guessing it right. And thanks to Marusa, Axel, Gavin, Calla, Maddie, and Freddie for lending their voices today. I'm Christy L'Esperance, host and producer of Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. Additional production help comes from Isabel Lee and Amanda Sewell. Scott Clemens is our digital content producer. That's it for Fearfully Composed Week on Intermezzo. Now that you're not afraid of clowns, be sure to tune in next week for a week of exploring the circus arts with Vivian. See you then.
Interlochen Public Radio.
Intermezzo airs weekday mornings at 7:30 on Classical IPR. You can hear today's episode again and access some bonus content at intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream the podcast. Just follow Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Well, we've got a full day and night of spooky music on this Halloween on Classical IPR to accompany whatever mischief or merrymaking you'll be up to. So we're going to need a full dose of bravery to face it. Let's listen to the London Symphony Orchestra perform all of Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. The composer conducts this recording.